Dr. Zenke Tinning, I looked up to Dr. Bentham, patient Irma Middleton, 44 years old, white, female, history of the following one: systemic lupus erythematosus, lupus nephritis, iscleroplastic kidney biopsy twice in 2003 and 2009. Biopsy showed focal proliferative glomerulonephritis. Patient was treated with immunosuppression medication. She's currently on prednisone, gradually been tapered to Plaquenil and Celtrit 500 BID, followed by Dr. Carrar, who monitored her immunosuppression. Two, residual proteinuria, running about 0.5 gram through the last several years, but a stable creatinine of 1.08. Three, hypertension on Diovan, pressure 108 over 70. Three, next point, history of diabetes mellitus on Actos. Recently had a cystoscopy done by Dr. Evans and had urine analysis shows 10 to 20 white cells per power field. Cultures was done at your office, result is pending. Next point, history of asthma, history of polypectomy, benign, and history of depression. Medication, prednisone, Plaquenil, Celtrit, Actos, Diovan, aspirin, Pro-Air, and Dristol. Pressure 108 over 70, 1 plus edema along clear, no gallop problem, remember abdomen softness, or nursing gonomegaly. Latest lab, B117, creatinine 1.08, lights normal, white count 8.2, platelet hemoglobin stable, calcium phosphorus normal, protein to creatinine ratio 591, low C3 of 82, and low C4 of 10. Pressure stable creatinine, stable renal function, proteinuria residual of 0.5 gram, staying the same. To continue with the same immunosuppression, medication of Celtrit, Plaquenil, follows Dr. Carrar, we'll see her in 6 months or earlier, awaiting the result of cystoscopy. If there's a concern about using Actos, consider different oral hypoglycemic. Thank you.